What is Cinema Stool? My name is Jake Fackler.
I'm Tyler Butler.
And here at Cinema Stool, we have decided to take our love for all movies that are terrible and bring our reviews to you guys.
Here at Cinema Stool, we like to not think there are any bad movies at all, just movies that nobody sees in the light that we do.
I agree, Tyler. We thought for this first podcast as kind of a test to see if anybody would even listen to it, really, we would like to take the time to introduce ourselves and let you get to know us a little bit better. Like I said before, my name is Jake Fackler, and I am a junior here at Western Kentucky University. My major is advertising and popular culture studies. I am from the small town of Breckenridge County. It's so small we don't even say the town. We just say the county here. A few movies that I really enjoy, just to let you guys know. My top five would probably be any Batman movie, the Halloween series, Nightmare on Elm Street series, Fight Club, and Drive.
Like I said before, my name is Tyler Butler. I'm also from Breckenridge County, Kentucky.
Lovely place.
Very lovely. So small you can't even throw a rock and not hit anybody you know.
That is true.
I am a sophomore here at Western Kentucky University. My major is advertising and my minor is graphic designing. A few of my favorite movies are the first Halloween. My second top favorite movie is any of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. My third is by far Ted, because I've never laughed harder in a movie than that movie at all. And also, probably The Avengers, because I'm you know me. We're both huge superhero fans.
Yes, I should go ahead and point out right now that me and Tyler are probably the two biggest nerds you will ever meet. We are fans of all things nerddom, going from video games to movies to comic books, really anything that you could think that would be covered in the nerd pantheon, we are probably experts on it.
We travel where no man has gone before.
That, unfortunately, that is true.
According to Star Trek.
Me and Tyler actually met and became friends when I was in the 7th grade and he was in the 6th grade. And the area from where we're both from Breckenridge County, which is a small county in Kentucky.
Actually, it's one of the biggest counties. It's just got the smallest towns.
Exactly. And I mean, it's no Louisville. It's no Frankfort, no Lexington. By far. But it's one of those places where everybody knows everybody. And really,
everybody calls your friend.
In Breckenridge County, there's really not a whole lot to do on the weekends. I mean, we do not have a mall. We pride ourselves in the second smallest Walmart in Kentucky. We actually do have a movie theater, but the movie theater that we have in Hardinsburg, which is the, I guess you would say, capital of Breckenridge County, is so small and so run down that only middle schoolers hang there because they don't have a license and can't drive anywhere.
There's one screen.
One screen, and the movie is usually about 2 weeks after it opened when it finally gets to Hardinsburg. So, really, a lot of the times we would spend watching movies. I know I started watching movies at an early age. I watched Nightmare on Elm Street for the first time when I was 4, Scream when I was 6, so I've always been really well-versed in, especially horror movies, is probably my favorite genre of film.
They're just good childhood memories for you.
And I've always enjoyed film. I've always enjoyed watching films, and yes, I do love movies that were really well known and really did well in box office and critics. But there are also those movies that were just god awful that for some reason I enjoy.
All right, like he said, we met in middle school. I was in 6th grade. He was in 7th. I met through a friend of mine named Adam Lucas, who introduced me to his cousin Taylor Whitfield. So I mean, we hit it off. We like the same stuff, you know.
So, when Tyler decided to come to Western, we became roommates, and it became kind of a tradition in our dorm room to, every night, we would try to catch a film on Netflix and watch it, and kind of, we would have these discussions, really, kind of much like we're having now, where we would discuss what we thought about the film, and whether we thought it was good, and other people should watch it. So, we began to think, why not record it? Why not record it and give our reviews to everyone else?
This became a daily thing for us, actually. I mean, we had hours and hours of conversation, just deep, looking beyond the main plot, looking beyond the characters, everything, any little detail you can figure out.
So what is a bad movie, per se?
In my opinion, a bad movie is a movie that you go into and you watch it, you're excited, you want it to be great, but you just come out utterly disappointed and you just feel like an idiot for going in and watching it.
Yes, and I believe that's something we have all done. We've all walked into a cinema completely excited about a movie and then just walk out completely flabbergasted and pissed off at the shit we just saw.
You want to punch a baby!
So, seeing that we have all done that, those are the movies we're going to discuss.
We're going to discuss the shit out of them.
And I would also like to point out that me and Tyler are both not film critics. By no means. We're just two college students. But there are a lot of college-based students out there that go and search Netflix, or they search their local video stores or anything like that. And some people actually even have bad movie nights. So we would like to be your guide into what a bad movie is and which ones you should check out and which some should not.
And for warning, if we offend you, I'm sorry for one thing, but it's not like we're trying to offend you. We just want to give our opinion about these movies.
Exactly. This is completely opinion-based. And to point out as well, a lot of these movies we will not even enjoy. There will be a lot of movies that we find just as terrible as anyone else. But we like to point out to you which are the bad movies that are worth checking out.
We've seen our fair share of bad movies, haven't we?
We have, as a matter of fact.
God, I remember all the times last year when we were roommates. We just sit there and we were like, all right, we want to watch a movie, but we don't want to watch anything we've seen before and that we enjoy. We want to watch a different movie, see what we think about it.
And there are a lot of movies on Netflix and things like that that you've never heard of, but, I mean, they would be worth a shot and worth checking out.
I think now we're going to discuss what movies we consider good movies, but the box office and the viewers or critics have just completely ball-bashed.
Exactly, Tyler. What is your favorite bad movie?
Well, my favorite bad movie is Scary Movie. Which, in truth, wasn't it the original title for Scream?
It was, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I like it is because I get that sort of humor that movie has. But the reason why it didn't do very good in the box office is because whenever people watch it, they don't like to see movies that made fun of movies that they utterly enjoyed. Like, it had the movies Scream.
Pretty much any horror movie you can think of, really. For me, I would have to say that a bad movie that holds a special place in my heart would have to be, as I've stated before, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. My sister's fiancé actually introduced me to this movie about 5 years ago, and it is just so ridiculously over the top that for some reason I can't help but like it, and I've seen it numerous times since then. I own it on DVD. I don't know. I don't know what it is about that movie that I really enjoy, and I think it's one that people should check out if they're into that type of movie.
I actually noticed on Netflix you watched it, I don't know, maybe today?
Actually, yes. As a matter of fact, I did watch it this morning.
Okay.
So what is Cinema Stool?
Cinema Stool!
Cinema Stool is an online movie review podcast that me and Tyler created. But the interesting thing about us is most movie podcasts enjoy reviewing movies that are Oscar winners or movies that were really well off in the box office and the critics just went crazy and they are now classics.
We're going to do the other shit.
That is very true. We're going to do the movies that were either failures or the films that the critics actually hated quite a bit.
Pootie Tang.
Pootie Tang is a perfect example.
Good Lord.
A couple of bad movies that I have seen and what makes us qualified to do this. I actually have seen quite a few bad movies in my day. Just earlier today, as a matter of fact, I watched Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, good God.
Which is a podcast that I am incredibly looking forward to recording.
Me too. That movie is, good Lord, it is a slap in the face to horror films. But it is also the epitome of horrible 80s acting.
But you know, you say that, but the funny thing is that Killer Clowns, without going too much into this movie, it has a special place in my heart. I will always enjoy watching the Killer Clowns
just because it's something different. You're like used to Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers.
Exactly. Some other movies that we plan to record would be Pootie Tang, as we stated before. Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, which we all know is a favorite. Tyler, what are some other movies that we're going to do?
Okay, this movie was... People say that they like this movie, but I didn't because, I don't know, I think they should have broken it up into two movies. Spider-Man 3.
Spider-Man 3, okay. And so we would also like to take this opportunity for our listeners, if we even have any, to email us a list of movies that you would like for us to do, or if you have one specific bad movie that everyone else hates, but for some reason you really enjoy it.
I have a feeling Pootie Tang's going to be number one.
It's probably that. You know, the thing about Pootie Tang is not a lot of people have even heard of Pootie Tang. And that's going to be the interesting thing about our podcast. Is
Pootie Tang hasn't heard about Pootie Tang.
We are going to cover movies that a lot of people actually even heard of. You'd be surprised how many people haven't heard of Killer Clowns.
Oh, yeah, obviously. It's not a well-known movie, but...
Yes. But we're also going to do a lot of well-known movies and more recent movies that did terrible. Actually, one of my favorite movies that we're going to record is Watchmen.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Watchmen was actually terrible. I mean, people thought
terrible.
It was terrible, yes, but I actually really enjoy it.
I'm really restraining on to say something right now, but it'll interfere too much.
Yes. So, like I said, email us your thoughts and let us know if there are any movies that you would like us to record. In the meantime, be listening out for our next podcast, which will be, Tyler...
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
And we are all looking forward to that.
Okay.
But for now, from us at Cinema Stool,
we thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys.